Good morning. The intention for this morning's Mass is Socorro Eloy Nieto. We'll open with number 655 in the music issue, Seek the Lord, number 655. Please stand as you are able.
Turn to the Lord. Seek the Lord whose mercy abounds. Call aloud to God who is near. As high as the sky is above the earth, so high above our ways, the ways of the Lord. Seek the Lord whose mercy abounds. Call aloud to God who is near. Open your heart to hear the voice of God. Whose words, whose ways lead us to life. Seek the Lord whose mercy abounds. Call aloud to God who is near. Someday we'll live in the house of God, hearts full of praise for God's gracious love. Seek the Lord whose mercy abounds. Call aloud to God who is near.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray.
By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
At this time, I now invite any children to come forward for children's liturgy. Also, a note on the readings this morning, since we'll be doing the third scrutiny with the elect, we'll be using the Cycle A readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? What with you is forgiveness, that you may be revealed. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord, my soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But if you are not in the flesh, on the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will never die. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair, and it was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews had come to Mary and seeing what he had done, began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So for this fifth Sunday of Lent, during this Mass, as I mentioned earlier, we are completing the last of the three so-called scrutiny Gospels. In those Gospels, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, we read the Samaritan woman at the well. And then last week, although we did this at the 5 p.m. Vigil Mass, we would have heard the man who was born blind. And then finally, this week, we are hearing about the raising of Lazarus. And all three of these Gospels, they pertain to a certain aspect of baptism, which our elect this morning will receive at the Easter Vigil. There's also an accompanying rite after this homily that will then help lead them towards a sense of interior repentance to better dispose them to be able to receive the sacrament of baptism. So there's a few spiritual insights that I want to draw out this morning from the raising of Lazarus. First is what Jesus says at the beginning of this gospel. He also says it a little bit later in the gospel as well. He says this after he finds out that his friend Lazarus is ill. He says, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." That the Son of God may be glorified through it. When we face tragedy, when we face illness, when we face the death of a loved one, changes in our family dynamics, perceived failures that we might have in this life, something unexpected or something that just doesn't go our way, our first thought is often not to give glory to God, or the glory of God is going to shine through that moment. In fact, we probably think the opposite, or we might think the opposite. We might ask, well, how could God allow this to happen? We might even be tempted to question his plan, to question his goodness, asking, how could God allow this to happen? But the Lord, we have to remember, uses these things as part of our resurrection story in our life. The places where we die or have to die to ourselves so that way we can rise to life again. All of us can probably think of a time, maybe when something in our life didn't go our way or something unexpected happened. And then even though we may not see it at the time, the Lord used that thing to bring a greater good out of it, to demonstrate his glory, to help us rise to life with him. We have to keep that in mind, that the Lord's glory will always shine through those things, even those difficult things in our lives. Second is when Jesus is talking to Martha about her brother's death. Jesus tells her that her brother will rise. And then my interpretation of this is that Martha says, "Oh, yeah, 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 Lord, I know that he'll rise on the resurrection on the last day. I know that." But Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And then after he says this, he asks her a question. He asks, "Do you believe this?" And she responds, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the Lord." Martha gives her yes, her affirmation that she believes that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Now notice what happens in this exchange, it, subtle as it might be. She goes from a response that something might happen in the future or something that she perceived was going to happen, her expectation, into believing what really could happen. And in general, if we look around this gospel, there's a lot of doubt going on. There's a lot of doubt about what Jesus is going to do. And we can be like that. We can know maybe, oh, Jesus might do something, he could do something. But to really believe that he will do it, and not just believe that he will do it, but that he can actually do more amazing things than we can imagine. Mother Angelica, who was the founder of EWTN, once said that we have to believe
in the ridiculous so that way God can do the miraculous. And I think sometimes we have to believe that God can do amazing things, even if it seems a little far-fetched, so that way the glory of God again can shine through those things. Do we really believe that the Lord can work miracles in our lives? What do we need from Jesus that we think is impossible, that we don't think he could possibly grant? And let's ask him for that thing. I think sometimes we don't do this because we're afraid that we're going to be let down, or we have just a lack of faith that Jesus can do it. But if we struggle with that, let's ask for the grace to believe just as Martha believed. And watch what happens. Let's see what the Lord does. What resurrection-like event do you need to happen in your life? And ask for the grace of that, especially as we approach the end of this Lenten season and near towards Easter. And so finally, let's talk about resurrection and its connection to baptism. And here, speak a little more to the elect. So Jesus is fulfilling what we hear in our first reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel is taken, although it's not explicitly mentioned here, he's taken to an elephant graveyard. And the Lord is pointing out all these bones and these graves that are scattered about. And the Lord says that he is going to open these graves and have his people rise from them. And then at the end of the gospel, just to affirm it even more, the Lord promises that he will do it. Moreover, in our second reading, St. Paul, in the letter to the Romans, tells us that the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, and he will give life to our mortal bodies through the Spirit that is dwelling in us. And so what we see here is both a bodily resurrection and also a spiritual resurrection. And so through our baptism, this is where this becomes most clear. So to the elect, through your baptism, you will go down into the waters and you will die with Christ. And then you will rise to life with him. You will become a new creation, shown both bodily through the sacrament and also spiritually in the grace that it's going to produce in you, fulfilling what was just prophesied and what Jesus fulfills through his own passion, death, and resurrection and gives us through the sacraments. But it actually goes even a little bit deeper than that. When Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, the words that he uses, or the words that the gospel of John uses, is loose, untying, letting go. Those words to us in English may not mean a lot, but in Greek, those words actually have a stronger meaning. They're used in other places in Scripture to mean being loosed from sin, being freed from Satan's power, which we're going to pray for here in just a matter of moments for the elect. Meaning that the resurrection, like Jesus' resurrection, is about being freed from the tomb of our sin and being brought to life in Christ. We are bound by sin, but we are being freed from sin, especially through that sacrament of baptism. So a question maybe to ask yourselves this morning is, what sin has been tying you down in your life? What sin do we need to be freed from during this Lenten season? And for the elect, what maybe think about a sin or something that has been tying you down in your life, and know that after you receive the sacrament of baptism, you'll be freed from that sin. And it's good for us to be reminded of that wonderful gift that baptism gives us, cleansing us of our original sin, freeing us from sin, but also knowing that we have to continue to receive that wonderful gift of healing in the sacrament of confession, to free us from those things that bind us, so we continue to rise with Christ in this life. So like Lazarus, let us be raised by Christ, both in body and in spirit.
I invite Maria Carrillo, Sydney Gonzalez, Michael Pastor, and Heather Steiner to come forward along with your godparents. The assembly to pray in silence. We ask that the elect be given a spirit of repentance, a sense of sin, and the true freedom of the children of God. Elect, bow your heads and pray. Let us pray for these servants whom God has chosen, that being conformed to the death and resurrection of Christ, they may have strength to overcome the bitter legacy of death by the grace of the sacraments.
Please respond, Lord, hear our prayer to each petition. That faith may be given to these elect for them to acknowledge Christ as the resurrection and the life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That, freed from sin, they may bear fruit for holiness and eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That, released by repentance from the chains of sin, they may be dead to sin and alive to God forever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That, in hope of the life-giving Spirit, they may prepare earnestly for the renewal of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That through the Eucharistic food, which they will soon taste, they may be united to the author of life and resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us walking in newness of life may show to the world the power of Christ's resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who dwell on earth, finding Christ, may recognize in him the promises of life eternal. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord. At this time, I now invite the elect of God to kneel. Let us pray. Father, source of all life, who seek your glory in man fully alive and reveal your omnipotence in the resurrection of the dead, graciously rescue from the domain of death these elect who desire to come to life through baptism. Free them from slavery to the devil, who brought death through sin and who seeks to corrupt the world you created as good. Subject them to the authority of your beloved Son, so that they may receive from him the power of the resurrection and may give witness to your glory before others. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who commanded Lazarus to come forth alive from the tomb and by your own resurrection freed all people from death, we humbly pray to you for your servants who hasten to the waters of rebirth and the banquet of life. Do not let the power of death hold back those who, by their faith, will share in the triumph of your resurrection, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
At this time, I now invite the candidates and the elect to come forward, please, for dismissal.
We'll sing number 387. Number 387.
My dear friends, this community now sends you forth to reflect more deeply upon the word of God, which you have shared with us today. Be assured of our loving support and prayers for you. We look forward to the day when you will share fully in the Lord's table.
Take the word of God with you as you go. Take the seeds of God's word and make them grow. Go in peace to serve the world, in peace to serve the world. Take the love of God with you as you go.
At this time, we will now begin offertory.
For the preparation of gifts, we'll sing number 397. This alone, number 397. For one day within your temple heals every day alone. Oh Lord, bring me to your dwelling. Hear, oh Lord, the sound of my calling. Hear, oh Lord, and show me. One thing I ask, this alone I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. For one day within your temple heals every day alone. Oh Lord, bring me to your dwelling. The Lord is my light and hope of salvation. The Lord is my refuge. Whom should I fear? One thing I ask, this alone I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. For one day within your temple heals every day alone. Oh Lord, bring me to your dwelling. Wait on the Lord and hope in his mercy. Wait on the Lord and live in his love. One thing I ask, this alone I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. For one day within your temple heals every day alone. Oh Lord, bring me to your dwelling.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Hear us, Almighty God, in having instilled in your servants the teaching of the Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
I lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as true man, he wept for Lazarus, his friend, and as eternal God raised him from the tomb, just as, taking pity on the human race, he leads us by sacred mysteries to new life. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
may he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
number 353.
In the breath. Jesus the stranger, Jesus the Lord, be our companion, be our hope, bread for the journey, strength for our years, manna of ages of struggle and tears, cup of salvation, fruit of the land, bless and receive now the work of our hands in the breaking of the bread. We have known him, we have been fed. Jesus the stranger, Jesus the Lord, be our companion, be bread of the promise, people of hope, wine of compassion, life for the world, gathered at table, joined as his body, sealed in the Spirit, sent by the word, in the breaking of the bread, we have known him, we have been fed. Jesus the stranger, Jesus the Lord, be our companion, be our in the breaking of the bread, we have known him, we have been fed. Jesus the stranger, Jesus the Lord, be our companion.
Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ, in whose body and blood we have communion, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
The cathedral will offer 3 reconciliation services this week, with extra priests for confessions. Today, 1 service at 4 o'clock and another at 7 o'clock, and Tuesday, a service at 5 o'clock. Thank you to those praying for more priests of the Diocese of Dodge City. Thank you especially to Pascual and Sylvia Hernandez, who will pray in the month of April. Please come forward to receive the vocation prayer box.
The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. Bless, O Lord, your people who long for the gift of your mercy, and grant that what at your prompting they desire, they may receive by your generous gift. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. We'll go forth singing number 562. For You Are My God, number 562.
For You are my God, You alone are my joy. Defend me, O Lord. You give marvelous comrades to me, the faithful who dwell in your land. Those who choose alien gods have chosen an alien band. For you are my God, you alone are my joy. Defend me, O Lord. You are my portion and core. It is you that I claim for my prize. Your heritage is my delight, the lot you have given to me. For you are my God, you alone are my joy. Defend me, O Lord. Glad are my heart and my soul. Securely my body shall rest, for you will not leave me for dead, nor lead your beloved astray. For you are my God, you alone are my joy. Defend me, O Lord.
Mm-hmm.